This one's actually horrible now that I think about it. This will be good for your story. So every Christmas, because like down in Texas, neighbors are like really important. And I think I found that that's like a little more important in the South than it is in other places. Like my first friends were the kids in my neighborhood. Like I remember my dad being like, oh, these kids are your age, just go knock on their door and ask them to play. So like I went over and I was like, hi, I live across the street. I heard Austin lives here. And like now me and Austin are bros.
Yeah, it happens in other parts, but I think especially like out here it doesn't happen as much, and there's Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
You can't be so yeah, like back in the day, like every night in summer, either I would start or my friend Chris would start, and like you just knock on every door that has a kid your age, and then we'd like all ride bikes together. So my mom is really religious, but not in a like go to church every Sunday kind of way, which is bizarre. She like prays the rosary almost every night. Definitely very Catholic. Does not go to church every Sunday though. Like fuck that part of it. So we go to Christmas Mass actually on the 24th because it's more convenient for our family. And we go to the 5 o'clock Mass.
And how many Masses do you go to a year, would you say?
Like, back in the day when we were going to Mass, like, I don't know, definitely Easter, definitely Christmas, and then probably, like, 20 maybe the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So not even half,
yeah,
the time. It was more when I was in Sunday school, and especially when she was teaching.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, like, AJ throws a fucking fit.
When
mom was like, we're going to church today. Mom, it's not even fair. It's my Sunday. It's everyone's Sunday. So yeah, we go to church on the 24th, and now it started where like all those kids whose doors I would knock on, all their families come with us to church, and we all go to like the 5 o'clock Mass, and like only one other family goes to that church, so it's kind of interesting. Like everyone just goes to our church. So we go to church on the 24th, then we'll go to like a nice dinner with everybody, which is always really fun. It's like at least four families, sometimes five. The fifth family, sometimes we don't like them because they are possibly racist. and so we go to a big dinner, then we all come home and each kid is allowed to open one present from one of the other neighbors.
Oh, so the neighbors gives present.
Yeah, but just to the kids, not
just to the kids.
Not the adults don't exchange presents.
Right.
And usually, like, for a long time, it was just our family and one other family that would do that, but now, like, more families have come into the circle. And then my grandpa used to read The Night Before Christmas to everyone.
That's cool. So how many years did you do that for? How have you been doing
forever.
That?
Forever.
Like, so just
like
at least 10?
I met Chris in kindergarten, so probably, like, since first, second, third grade, maybe. Like, as long as I can remember. My grandpa always read The Night Before Christmas, and then this year my dad had to do it. It was weird.
That's sad, yeah.
Nobody liked it.
So why do you think you guys do that? Like, because most people, when they do Christmas, they think about just their immediate family and not, like, the bond that they have with their neighbors.
Yeah. Well, it kind of started, Chris didn't have any brothers or sisters, so me and AJ were always kind of like his brothers. And then I know his parents aren't especially close with any of their family, and for whatever reason, they just mesh really well with my parents. So it started there, and then me and Chris I was really close with Clayton, so his family would do things with us, and then, across the street was the Wyndhams, and Austin's our age, and his twin sisters are only a year younger, so, like, we could hang out with them super easily. And everybody's family is just far away except for Pa. He was right there in Dallas.
It's funny that you guys brought him in.
Yeah.
He was part of it even though he wasn't in the neighborhood. He's like family.
Yeah.
It's all family.
Well, like everyone knew Pa and Uncle Jeff as Pa and Uncle Jeff.
So did you do anything at like midnight?
No, not really. We'd be asleep because AJ would wake us up by 8.
Oh,
8 was right. Like he would wake up at like 7:45.
So you do 5 o'clock Mass that goes to 6.
Yeah.
Right. 62. All right, then you go get dinner.
Yeah.
And then you do presents. Then you go to bed.
Like, we all would hang out for a little while, but, yeah.
Then you go to bed.
Go to bed. AJ wakes up at 7:45. Can't leave the room, so, of course, he's jumping on me. And then at 8, my dad's got, like, the video camera, because mm-hmm. he likes to be cheesy and white like that. And AJ, like, runs down the stairs at 8.
Cool. That's a good tradition. Do you do anything on Christmas with them, Christmas Day, or just Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day, like, we started this tradition where, like, my dad would hand out the presents. We'd all open them, and then we'd go over to my uncle's house.
Okay.
And usually go to the movies.
So it was more like an immediate family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. I guess your uncle, because he's Jewish, you'd go to the movies. Makes sense.
Yeah.